Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas. Nicole, the book is called After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. I know it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
And we can find your byline at city-journal.org.
We have all kinds of articles there by myself and my colleagues as well.
Yeah, and so check all that out. Nicole, one of the things that I've been reporting on a lot lately is what I consider is something I'm calling the small bank, small business cascade. And what I've named that is the peril that I think small independent community banks are in right now. And one of the reasons why they're in peril is because of Dodd-Frank. And part of the peril is that some banks close up, some banks get absorbed and consolidated with bigger banks.
Yep.
And I don't mind that, but I want other small banks to be popping up. And the more laws we have like Dodd-Frank, which are really onerous and, in my opinion, unnecessary, the more we have those kinds of regulations, it's going to make it harder and harder for small banks to emerge, new small banks to emerge. And that's what I'm worried about. And so can Dodd-Frank be repealed?
Well, if Mitt Romney becomes president, he says, that's one of his goals, is to repeal the law. But there's practical difficulties involved in this. You know, I don't think it's kind of like Obamacare. I don't think people should be sitting around saying, gee, I can't wait till Romney is president because he's going to repeal these things and everything will be fine. The reality is the rulemaking process, you know, the law is just kind of the blueprint. And then the regulators go about making all of these hundreds of
rules. That's where the devil's in the detail spring from.
Yeah, Dodd-Frank has almost 400 rules, so you know, hundreds of thousands of pages, really. And the rulemaking is well underway. So at this point, you know, I'm not saying that it's an argument for keeping Dodd-Frank, but repealing Dodd-Frank is almost just as complicated as keeping it. And it's just a kind of cautionary tale about how complex these things are. And then you know, Romney, frankly, needs to talk more about Wall Street. When's the last time you heard him talk about Wall Street and the problems on Wall Street?
Yeah.
Not recently, right? He doesn't ever bring it up. And I think a lot of people are skeptical that he thinks creative destruction is fine for the rest of the economy, but he never mentions it when it comes to Wall Street.
Creative destruction meaning the opposite of too big to fail.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wanted to restructure the auto companies. He did a lot of restructuring of businesses when he was...
Well, as of right now, his idea of restructuring GM looks pretty good because GM is a long way from coming out of bankruptcy right now. They're actually, I think, they're backsliding right now.
And you never hear him say what's good for these types of businesses would also be good for Wall Street, that the bondholders to companies like Citigroup and Bank of America should have also taken losses back in 2008, that you know, you have blank check bailouts for the financial industry, but not for other industries. So a big disconnect there that he should reconcile. Otherwise, a lot of people won't.
Those are the kind of declarations, though, that will cost him donors, but probably won't cost him Main Street votes.
Yeah, I mean, he has to decide who he wants to be friends with, the voters or
during the donors. During the campaign. In other words, he's not going to lose Main Street votes by coming out and saying what you thought he should say.
Oh, no, I don't think so. There's voters who are pro-Wall Street bailout are probably few and far between.
That's right, And the rest of America is not really paying that much attention to that. Their big concern is who can get me a job quickest, who can turn the economy around quickest, who can kind of return some kind of certainty to America. That's what people are going to be voting on, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that, because I think people are still very upset about these Wall Street bailouts, and people still blame Bush for the problems of the financial industry, and so Romney can't just ignore this topic.
Who do you think is going to win? What's your prediction right now?
I think Romney's going to have a lot of trouble in the industrial states. He never did well in parts of Massachusetts that were kind of
So are you saying you think Obama, you're predicting Obama will win?
Oh, I won't predict anything, but I don't think it's a slam dunk for Romney.
You think it's going to be close, if at all?
He had great trouble in the Rust Belt of Massachusetts, and that problem has not gone away.
Very interesting.
But a lot of people see Romney as
We'll have you back on the show, of course, between now and then, but certainly about the time of the election to see how your prediction turned out. Thanks for being here, Nicole. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen, After the Fall, that's her book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.